studies have investigated the relationship among sarcopenia, myositis, and overt hepatic encephalopathy after transjugular intrahepatic portosystemic shunt, TIPS. The present study revealed that the cumulative incidence of overt hepatic encephalopathy was the highest in patients with concomitant sarcopenia and myositis, followed by patients with myositis or sarcopenia, and the lowest incidence was found in patients without myositis and sarcopenia. Sarcopenia and myositis were the independent risk factors for overt hepatic encephalopathy and mortality in patients following TIPS. Therefore, identifying strategies for improving muscle mass, sarcopenia, and muscle fatty infiltration, myositis, may help to reduce the incidence of hepatic encephalopathy after TIPS.